Caroline Gale. Conway's here with the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. The smartphone has become key in how people bank and pay for goods. The latest figures from Banking and Payments Federation Ireland show that more than half of all contactless payments are now made using mobile wallets such as Apple Pay or Google Pay rather than cards. In the 12 months to June, a total of 1.4 billion contactless payments were made, valued at almost 25 billion euro. Anthony O'Brien's head of research and analysis. Anthony, contactless payments continue to rise. What are the main findings in your report?
Well, contactless do continue to rise, and just to put that 1.4 billion figure in context, that means that roughly 9 out of 10 of the payments in store with card are contactless. So that's people tapping the card as well as using the phone. Now, within that, the mobile phone is becoming hugely important, and it's more than half of the payments that were contactless in June 2024 were made using the phone. And what we're seeing is that's increasing significantly. It was only about 46% in June 23. And particularly younger people are using this a lot. So more than half of those aged 18 to 24 said that the contactless phone was the preferred method of payment. So it's increasingly important. And what people are looking for is fast, simple and secure payment method. And it's becoming increasingly important for that.
Sure. So you mentioned secure there. Are people becoming more confident using their smartphones to pay for goods and services? And do they trust their devices more now that they're secure payments?
Well, I mean, we can see in the way that they're using it and the preference that they express that they do have confidence in it. From the industry side, BPFI and its members have made a significant commitment and investment in the security and stability of payments. And what I would be saying or recommending to anyone who is looking to make sure that they're paying securely and to get tips in terms of how to protect themselves from any kind of financial fraud or damage is to consult our website, fraudsmart.ie. There's a lot of tips there on how to pay securely.
Sure. So how important is it in the rise of this contactless world? Is it that the choice of cash, card or contactless payments remain in place?
Well, it's very important that, I mean, you know, the payment trends and preferences, they evolve and shift over time. And it's important that as industry serving consumers' needs, that we follow with that and that we innovate as needs be. And one of the things we want to make sure, though, is that people have choice at the end of the day, that different people have different preferences, whether it be card, by phone, watch, or even cash. And so we want to make sure that people have that choice and the services are made available when they need it.
So no sign of cash going out just yet?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's still significant demand for cash and there's a huge infrastructure in place to make sure that cash is available when people need it.
Sure. Now, are people likely to spend more using mobile devices over traditional cards? Is there much of a difference there?
Well, one of the reasons we see for that, it's interesting when you look at the breakdown between the different card types. When people put in the PIN, the average value is actually very large. It's about 82, 83 euros. But when they tap, there is actually a limit in terms of the value you can use for a card tap, and that's about 50 euros. Whereas with Apple Pay and Google Pay and some of the other mobile wallet type solutions, some of those limits aren't there. So people will vary the type of payment that they make depending on the transaction they're making.
Sure. And that's great now for this morning. Anthony O'Brien, Head of Research and Analysis from Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. Thank you for that.